You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about South Park and space, knowing when to introduce yourself to the new neighbors, another bird brain box, and a vacation that goes by quicker than you think.
All that and more in episode 148 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob, my God, I'm frozen cast.
Yeah, it's a little chilly, eh?
It's a little chilly.
It's just a smidge chilly.
Oh, I just texted a friend of mine earlier there, and she's like, I said, yeah, I was in your neighborhood yesterday. I'll get into that story of what I was doing driving around yesterday. But I was like, yeah, I was in your neighborhood, and this and that. And I said, I messaged you. I didn't get an answer from you. And she responded today. She's like, are you kidding me? She goes, did you see how cold it is outside? She's like, I am hibernating. And she's like 100 pounds soaking wet. She's a tiny little thing, right?
Yeah, so yeah. The cold will hit her pretty good.
Like my teeth chatter. Right. And then I get a little bit of a cold shiver.
Yes.
You know, her teeth don't, she is one chatter. That's it.
Yeah. Exactly. And they would shatter.
Yes.
Yeah. We have actually, we get a little cold snap here. And you know what? It's about time because in January, like, I still had green grass on my lawn and then, you know, I mean, or dying grass, frozen grass, but it was still, there was no snow up until like a week ago.
Yeah, and I had to check the I had to go to Sports Center and make sure that Leafs didn't win the cup or something.
Because hell froze over. Or Brampton.
It was so unbelievable. It's still cold.
It is, yeah, it's chilly. But you know, I mean, like this is what we get. And we're a week away from February, and then boom, like we're
yeah, I get it. Most people are like, oh, you're in Canada, it's cold. Now yeah, last week. It was let's say we'll give it to you in Celsius. So last week it was like -1 or +1 or whatever. So that's about 32 degrees, you know, 30 degrees, 20, whatever, 40 degrees. It was, you know, it was cold, but you can manage. I could get around without a jacket if I wanted to, you know, if I went in and out of my vehicle. Yeah, we had like, they're like, oh, it's -17, -27 with the wind. And then other places were like, oh, it's -35, -45 with the wind. And that's your home. When you're going back to where you came from, that's what you're going to get used to, man.
I know. But and -40, like for our American friends, -40 Fahrenheit and -40 Celsius is the same.
Yeah.
That's where they meet. So,
so it's fucking cold.
It's fucking cold as balls.
Yeah, it was insane. I had to run around and take care of a bunch of stuff. So yeah, let me get into that story if you want.
Yeah.
So we have this website that you can go to buy and sell stuff. Every, you know, there's eBay where you bid on stuff. And then there's other places where you can, like Craigslist, right?
Yep.
Well, we have a Canadian version. It's owned by eBay. It's called Kijiji.
Yes.
K-I-J-I-J-I. So Kijiji.ca. We're all familiar with it in Canada. And it's just a kind of a buy and trade type place. So I needed, I'm doing a lot more video work, photography work. I need a stronger PC.
Okay.
So there's a guy who was selling the computer case, an insanely cool motherboard, the RAM, and what else was in there?
So basically, a kick-ass computer.
Sorry, and the CPU and the CPU fan. Yep. So it was all set up. I was only missing a few components, and he was selling it for so cheap. Like the motherboard alone was close to $600. Case was under $150. The RAM was $150. Like he was selling it for, he's like $250.
Nice.
And it was, I saved myself $1,000 right there. And so I messaged the guy and I was like, hey man, you know, I'll come get it. Like, cause I worked all weekend, message him on the Monday morning. Hey man, I'll come get it right now. And he's like, oh, well, I already promised it to a couple guys. You know, so he says, so like, I got two guys waiting. He says, if that first guy doesn't show up, second guy gets it. But he says, if that second guy doesn't show up, he says, it's yours. You know, like I said,
yeah.
I said, no, come on. I got to use my brains here. It's a little, little economic incentive. And I go, hey, dude, instead of 250, I'll give you 300. Yep. If you tell those guys you decided not to sell and you were going to keep it. He said, can you be here by 11 a.m.? I said, yes, I can. Showed up at 11 a.m., whoop, swiped it from those guys.
Nice.
So I paid 300, still saved over, you know, almost $1,000. So nice. It was still a steal at 300. And then while I was there, I'm like, yeah, I still need a good video card. And so I'm messaging another guy who's even further out.
Yes.
Right. Which is by Curtis Bowmanville area. So from where I started, I'm an hour from where I live. And then I message another guy who was another 45 minutes away from where I was. And the guy got back to me by chance and he said, yeah, sure, I'll accept that price. Because he had just dropped his price too this morning on his item, which is
Nice.
So I drove another 45 minutes out east. So now I'm 2 hours from my home, but I have basically everything I need.
Awesome. Well, here we go. So now this is great because what people don't know, a little behind, peek behind the curtain, there are a few times when we go to record and I get the message, oh, blue screen of death, which means postponing recording for half an hour or an hour to see.
I reboot three times and I'm still on that box, by the way. I haven't fully converted over. I still need to download the operating system for the new one.
Right.
And then put a couple drives in. But for the most part, you know, once that's done, this thing's going to be a screamer.
I'm looking forward to it. So well, that's great. New computer on the way. And hopefully those two guys you fucked don't listen to the show. If not, you can send your grievances to...
Like, son of a bitch, the guy stole my computer. You goddamn right I did.
Yeah, you can get a hold of Roman. He's romanpodcast@gmail.com. Care of Roman. Right.
Feel free to tweet me, motherfuckers. I got your computer. You know why? Because I just sat there and I was just like, everybody's trying to undercut this guy. He's already offering it at an insane price. I'm like, that's economics. I'll offer him more money. If he was a high moral guy, he might have been like, well, sir, unfortunately, I've given my word. But this is a buy and sell website. He's like, you're going to give me more money? Fuck, here you go.
And people that know this buy and sell website, like I remember I ran some vehicles into the ground. I remember selling one vehicle I asked for 600, but I knew I was getting 5. Because you got to make sure that people feel like they won when they leave your driveway.
Yes.
So I always post it for $100 more if it's a big ticket item or $50 more if you're selling something. I remember I posted one car. I was like, oh, it's a 12-year-old car, you know, but a nice little 5-speed and this and that. And I was asking like 1200 or 1300, knowing I was going to get 12. And this 21-year-old kid in the driveway is like, what if I gave you 6 cash? $600. Yeah. That like half of what I'm asking. Yeah. Cash. I'm like, well, what do you think I'm going to accept? Like, you see a debit machine or you see a financing office at my house here? Of course you're giving me cash if you're driving away with this fucking thing. But it just, I don't know why. Like, it just, for some people think, oh, I'll pay you cash. Yeah, of course you're fucking paying me cash. Like, fuck, what do you think this is?
Yeah, hang on. Let me plug in the little cube that plugs into my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
That I use in my belly dancing business.
Exactly. Beep.
Oh, yeah. I'll pay you cash. This, you're not doing a rental on my house, jackass.
Yeah, exactly.
You buy
my
car.
Yeah, exactly. You buy my car, or my computer, or my fucking whatever.
Take a fucking check from you? Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you have two pieces of ID for me to take this check from you?
Yeah. No. So here we are. We're the AFC and NFC championship games in the NFL just finished. Now we have our Super Bowl, New England Patriots.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see the Saints game. I did watch the Patriots game.
Well, the Patriots game was very entertaining. Tom Brady and the Pats beat the Chiefs. They'll represent the AFC and the NFC. It's going to be the Rams and the Saints got jobbed. There's a call. Yeah, everybody knows about it. And it was very blatant. But the problem is, yes, it should have been made. And yes, it probably did cost you the game. But unfortunately, when you leave yourself that close to defeat, you know, where anything, and I mean anything, can happen. Like, that's like, what are you going to do? It's like when, I don't know if you remember in, what was it, 2000, when Brett Hull scored an overtime goal against Buffalo to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And his foot was in the crease, and they had that rule back then where you can't score. But Buffalo lost 3 games, and they won one. So the star Dallas won the cup in 5 games. But because Buffalo lost 3 games and then went to overtime, you literally put yourself on the brink where anything can happen.
Yeah.
It's not like if Brett Hull didn't score that goal or had that goal taken back that you would have won the cup.
Yeah, just assume there's going to be one shit call that costs you one of the games.
Exactly.
But if you put yourself in a position where you're like, okay, I know that that's going to happen one of the games.
Anything can happen.
Sucks, but I better put myself in a position to absorb that loss. You didn't do it.
No. So, yeah. But anyway, congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots. And maybe, you know, the NFL is probably smiling because, you know, a Boston-LA Super Bowl.
Yeah, the way I was looking at it was I was watching the Patriots.
Yes.
Now, what logo do the Patriots have on their helmets?
It's Patriot. It's a
Minuteman, right?
Yeah, Minuteman. Yeah,
it's a soldier essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, and then who were they playing?
Oh, I know the Chiefs.
The Chiefs and represent which culture?
It made for horrible optics. I understand that, and I did see a few memes out there that we're not going to get into because we're not.
Oh, you did? I was just thinking about myself. Like I was just like, this does not look good at all. So okay, let's talk about just real quick.
Sure.
Fucking Tom Brady.
What do you got against Tom Brady? Now,
honestly, I guess I don't, but it's just like, because, you know, he calls the offense, right? You know, Bill Belichick doesn't call the offense.
No, Josh McDaniels calls the offense. Tom Brady does call the audibles if he sees something. Like
yeah, they're saying, well, if you watch Neon Dion on my Facebook page, he talks about how that's not like that anymore. Tom Brady has full control of the offense. He makes all the calls. So,
well, yeah, but basically what happens is the offensive coordinator makes the call, and then when Tom Brady goes up to the line, and if he sees something on the defense he doesn't like, he changes it.
Right.
So that's the autonomy they're giving. And
okay.
Basically
what I'm getting at is that fucker tried to pull a flea flicker, okay? Fuck you, Tom Brady.
So, well, yeah, like, again, I'm not a Patriots fan, but fuck, man, the guy's chasing his sixth ring. Like,
what? I know. He didn't get it last year, did he?
No, Philly, but hey, I mean, and again, he's been in the league 18 years. He's played in, this will be his ninth Super Bowl. So half the time he goes to the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
and
anyway.
It's hard to explain. It's hard to say that, but it's like, look, I like my favorite quarterback. I like Philip Rivers, but fucking Tom Brady, he's the fucking.
Well, yeah, but it'd be like.
The closest thing, he's like Joe Montana. He's like the Gretzky. You know, he just pulls that shit off and you're like, how the fuck? Maybe
yeah.
Let me.
Yeah, again, people argue or be like, well, is he the greatest? Well, compared, Dan Marino was great. Yeah, he was great. And Joe Montana was fantastic. But NFL teams hold their draft. They have their spring training. They have their summer camp. They have their preseason games. They have an entire season. And then they go, well, if this person beats this person, you'll get in the playoffs. Everything leads up to the pinnacle as trying to win a Super Bowl. That's the whole thing. That's why you draft players, to win a Super Bowl. That's why you have training camp, to win a Super Bowl.
And so, the Patriots, the rest of the team is not exactly stellar.
Yeah, except what they work with what they have, and they got a lot of talent, but in the right spots. Except the thing is, if it all comes down to championships, and he's got as far as quarterbacks go, he has more than anybody. So
if you look at the players today compared to players back then they were still in great shape, but they're on a whole different level now. The nutrition, half of them don't drink, half of them don't smoke. You know what I mean? Like half of them, more than half, like almost none of them. And they're on like their optimal human performance. And even with that, Tom Brady's like, oh yeah, I'm here again.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Motherfucker. Like, but it's true. If you take Tom Brady out of that team, put in a different quarterback, any quarterback, they won't make. Like Tom Brady is
well, they might get a couple of tries at it, but not the success they had. So.
No, so that's pretty amazing. Yeah,
it is amazing. Anyway, we're pretty deep into the show. You want to get out of some headlines?
Sure, why not? Okay, man. NASA discovers South Park character Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo on Jupiter.
Oh, fantastic. Go on.
Okay. So basically they sent out one of the spacecrafts, and they took a picture of Jupiter, and the spot on Jupiter just kind of elongated and literally looked like Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo.
The Christmas Poo.
So one of the NASA scientists took that photo, tweeted it out, and said, Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo on Jupiter. So it kind of went a little viral, and they thought it was pretty funny. So Mr. Hanky, when it's not Christmas season,
right?
Apparently lives on Jupiter.
Well, then now we know. Like, okay, so and again, you gotta love the sense of humor, right? Like,
oh yeah. But I think it would be really funny is if we finally landed on Jupiter.
Yes.
And they go, Houston, we have a problem. Oh God, what's happening? Mr. Hank Christmas Pooch is actually a river of shit.
Well, okay. Well, first of all, you can't land on Jupiter. It's a gaseous planet. Like, there's no land.
That explains all the shit.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's basically like a swirling.
Well, it's gassy on the outside. You don't know. We haven't been there.
Well, I'm pretty sure the depths you'd have to go in the grab. Anyway, this is not science talk. We're not getting into it. But anyway, so I do get your point. I can imagine that, you know, a river of maybe it's just like methane gas, which is basically what our farts are. You know what I mean? Right. So it could be. It literally could be Mr. Pooh, like Mr. Hanky.
Yeah. So don't go to Jupiter, kids.
Yeah. It's A, you won't survive. And B, you might find a river of shit.
Yeah, so. you might find a river shit, but you'll definitely say, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yes, exactly. Okay, you got another headline for us?
I do, man. Florida man threatens to kill his neighbor with kindness. The name of his machete was kindness.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. Go on. Go read that.
Florida man is behind bars after he allegedly threatened to kill his neighbor with kindness. And it's not what you think of kindness. It's the 30-year-old suspect is what he called his machete. after an alleged incident happened with his neighbor, it began with two of his neighbors. They went to the suspect's house and concerned about the yelling and banging coming from the home. Yeah, so basically they just heard a bunch of yelling and they went over and they went knock knock. Hey man, is everything okay? Can we help you out? Get out here or I kill you with kindness. Shing! This is kindness.
Okay, obviously this guy's fucked up.
They definitely smelled alcohol.
And it's a Florida story, and this is why you don't hear the shock in my voice after hearing these headlines anymore, because it's Florida. What do you think is going to happen? So, but this is, it's not uncommon to name weapons, right? I'm not a big weapons guy, but, you know, like to have a name your gun or name a knife or... That's a knife. Just showed me a knife. So
no, don't come to my house, people. I have knives everywhere.
Or be careful where you walk.
And not where you think they are.
So. Yes, you think Lego hurts to step on. And also too, you hear like these guys are white. You usually see it in a movie where they're wiping down their Magnum going, oh, this is Big Bertha, or this is
something. Yeah, or like Charles Bronson in Death Wish. I'm waiting for Wildy to get here. And then you're like, hey, who's Wildy? Wildy's my friend. And then it's just like a 44 auto mag.
Oh, fuck.
So basically this idiot, cop showed up. They smelled alcohol in his breath. They tased him.
Yeah.
They had to put a black hood over his head to try to calm him down. Then they put him in the vehicle and he started kicking and screaming inside the vehicle like a maniac. So, good fences make good for good neighbors, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and also machete proof. I don't know how you go about getting that, because I'm sure any fence made out of wood, you give
yeah, exactly. It's like, sir, what do you plan on doing? Well, we're starting a GoFundMe page and we're gonna build a wall.
Yes,
it's gonna be a steel wall.
yes.
Steel and concrete.
That's stupid. Who would start a GoFundMe page to build a wall? Fuck.
That's ridiculous.
That is fucking retarded. Anyway. Okay. Do you got another headline for us?
Okay. Sure. How about this? So, you know, this is, we'll say this one because it was actually about a week ago or something. Blindfolded Utah teen crashes car doing the Bird Box Challenge.
Right. Okay. Let's start this up. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but did you see the movie?
I did.
And it's a decent movie, right? It's not, I don't, I think it suffers from getting way too much hype. So by the time.
I think that I enjoy a story. Like when it comes to, I've said this before, when it comes to a movie or a story, somebody's trying to tell me a story. I want to hear the whole thing.
Yep.
Right. So it's, you know, in order for me to reject it, I have to be, you know, neglected, treated badly.
Yes.
Treat me like I'm stupid, abused, violated, you know, and for me to go, that movie sucked.
Right.
But these days, if a movie doesn't cater to every one of the check marks, right, it goes from a 10 star to a 1 star, and people are like, that movie's horrible. No, it wasn't.
Exactly. And there's something, and then we go through this all the time. Just because you don't like it, don't fucking shit on it. Like, even. But my point was, Sandra Bullock movie is not something I would click on right away. Right. I have no problem. I will watch one. I got, it's not like, but it's just not something. Ooh, Sandra Bullock, click, click. I got to watch this. So right there. And then all of a sudden the amount of hype that came out. And then by the time I saw it, I'm like, oh, that was entertaining, but it wasn't. I think if I just stumbled across it without knowing anything, I'd be like, holy fuck, do you see this movie? That was really good. So I think that's for me anyway. That's what it suffers because of the hype.
Right. So what came out of that movie is people are doing all kinds of things blindfolded.
Yes, because in the movie, driving. You have to blindfold yourself or else you'll see something and die. So, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So these geniuses across the country, sometimes they're driving, sometimes they're wielding chainsaws. Like, yes. They're doing all kinds of most ridiculous things that you can imagine. So this guy here decided, oh, I'm a teenager and I have my license. What's the best thing to do? Go drive blindfold. Sure. And smack into a couple cars and hurt some people and bend his bumper in. And so
fuck.
The airbags deployed. Since there were no injuries.
Yes.
I think they said there was a 17-year-old girl driving with a 16-year-old passenger. 16 years old. And
right.
You think you're a smart idea. Look, I was 16 years old. I've done some stupid shit.
I remember you when you were 16. You were pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, as was I, but
yeah. But at least our shit was creative. Let's try blindfolded.
Well, but also too, and I'm going to, okay, right now, spoiler warning, I'm going to talk about something in the film. So if you're dead set on watching Bird Box, click us off and we'll catch you next week. But here
if
we go.
If I'm not watching it because people are saying it's a bad film, click off again and go watch the film because it's actually pretty
good. Yeah, exactly. It is. It's entertaining. So, okay. So as of right now, spoiler warning, start. Okay. In the movie, they actually have to go out and they go to the grocery store, right? But they do drive, but they drive by using the GPS.
That's correct.
Yeah. So in the movie, because if they open their eyes or they see something outside, they just go insane and kill themselves and kill others. So what they do, they black out the windows and they think they're going to go get supplies because they're running out and they're going to the grocery store and they're literally using, you mean left turn up ahead or you're 100 yards from this, blah, blah, blah. So they're, are you think these kids were trying to do that? Like mimic what happened in the movie?
Or the passenger is supposed to try to give them directions or something. But, in the movie, when they did that, they actually did run over people's heads and shit. So,
yeah, but they were all lying on the ground. Like,
yeah, they're already dead. But it's just like, you know, it wasn't a good thing.
No, it wasn't awesome. Well, I made for awesome movie, but like awesome scene.
Plus, I think the car. Oh, no, the car didn't have a video. No, it didn't. Yeah, that was because some of the higher end cars have like video cameras for you to watch the front and the back, but you can't use video cameras.
But even in the movie, they make a point of saying, yeah, you can't use videography to guide your way. You'll still go insane. So anyway, so yeah, again, it's not something I would have clicked on right away because I'm not a super horror guy. And again, Sandra Bullock, she's fantastic. You know, I mean, America's sweetheart, but it's not something, ooh, Sandra Bullock.
The only time I think I would have done the Bird Box challenge is that, you know, when you're drunk and you're a teenager and you end up in a situation where.
When you're in a circle with your buddies.
Oh, not
yeah,
that.
I've been
not
there, that, man.
Not that one.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, you know, when maybe you're making out with a girl in the morning, you might not think she's as attractive as she was at night, you know, or your buddy's kind of making out with like he's taking one for the team and you just don't want to have that visual.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot imagine. But again, this is horrible and it's very, and when you're young men, you know, they say that taking one for the team, meaning, I used to have a buddy of mine that like, oh, I'm taking one for the team. It's like, but no, he would just go home with literally anything and excuse it by, it's like, I'm like, what team? What are you talking about? Nobody's forcing you to do anything and nor would anybody force you or her to do anything. You just want to hook up with her and that's cool. But he was very conscious of what he was doing. It was just,
believe me. I know. It's like, at the end of this, nobody's dumping Gatorade on anybody. All right. This is not a team.
You're just, you went to the bar and you picked somebody up. And because for whatever reason, you're embarrassed by her appearance, you have to just explain yourself. It's like, no, if you are both consenting, yeah. Having a good time. And
full disclosure, you're no prize. Not you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's like, I know, people, maybe. I don't want people to think we're just being mean to the women. No. He's no prize. Trust me.
No. Yeah. And she may also be taking one for the team.
Yeah, exactly. She's looking at her girls going like, yeah, I got to take one for the team. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like,
I'm like, for the team, guys. Meanwhile, we're both looking at them like, yeah, whatever. Just go do it.
Just go do what you got to do. Just, I don't want to hear about it anymore. Like, the visuals are horrible.
If I walk in the room there, I'd definitely be blindfolded.
Exactly.
Ooh, I love it when you play with my anus and you realize there's other couples in the room and there's like, she's like, I'm not playing with your anus. Oh god, who's touching me?
Well, and we've been over this before. We've been over this. If you're ever in a devil's three-way, make sure you and the other gentleman in the room know to go clockwise. Or like, so that way if you're doing something and then the other guy's doing something and then you do clockwise and he does counterclockwise, you end up doing stuff. So basically, and of course it's if everything's obviously under the guise of yes, everything's consensual. So we bang this drum every week. You want to get your freak on and have a devil's three-way, by all means, help. You mean have at her. You mean, as long as
everybody don't know, devil's three-way, it's also known as an Eiffel Tower.
Yes, yeah, two dudes and a lady. So, well, a lady, I use that term loosely.
But no, I got no problem with calling a lady. If she, the lady enjoys a good
exactly.
time, I'm not going to judge her. That's the color.
No, exactly. Again, we say this every week. As long as they're of consenting age and they are indeed consenting, right on. Have at it. Like, get your freak fest.
If you don't know what clockwise is, you, sir, are no gentleman.
Yeah, exactly. So, just kids, be careful out there. You mean like
you think you got a weapon, and then all of a sudden you run into a bigger weapon, and you're gonna get scared. All right,
and so, believe me, there's nothing more awkward than going to Tim Hortons the next morning with your buddy after having your finger in his ass. Like,
yeah,
you know, it just that's something you just that's hard to that's a hard hurdle. That's a
God. There's some things I'm glad I never had to do.
that's something that you mean.
See, anyway. Kids, if you're unwanted and unloved, you don't have to worry about your buddy sticking his finger up
his ass. Yeah.
The more
then you, sir, have taken one for the team.
You, sir. One for the team is fine. Why are you trying to Jim Henson me? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Awesome. We got time for another quick one. If you got one, if not, I can jump into the.
Yeah. Okay. This is regarding to guys who do YouTube or Instagram, and they try to do viral videos and they kind of do all kind of stupid stuff. My brother had told me about this story, and I actually found it. Okay. A passenger who jumped 11 stories off a cruise ship hopes he doesn't inspire others.
Good.
Yeah. So this moron was like, oh man, we're going to do it. We're going to go viral. And he jumped off a cruise ship, 11 stories. By the time you hit the water,
right.
The water is like cement. It's like hitting pavement, and it's so hard. So luckily, this guy didn't injure himself, but he couldn't walk for, I think he said, like a week or something, or after that. Because, yeah, you just traumatized your freaking body.
Yeah.
Right? So it says that, so it's 20, so get this, he's a guy from Vancouver. Oh, Vancouver, Washington. So, okay. So not a Canadian. Anyway, so I know that, so he jumped off there. It was a 10-second stunt. I think the video is, I think it's been taken out. I'm not sure. It may still be out there. But now that he got in trouble, he got arrested, and he said, oh, I hope I don't inspire anybody. But the cruise ships,
right,
Royal Caribbean Cruises, has banned him from any of their cruises for the rest of his life.
Well, yeah, because he's a liability. Like, you can't just jump off the, I mean, like, what people don't understand is, like, it's yeah, like you said, water at terminal velocity is terminal.
Oh, you mean like it's insane, man. And like I've gone tubing, I've gone water skiing. When you hit that water at high speeds,
yes,
it's like being smacked in the face with a piece of concrete.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand. Yeah, Carnival Cruises or Disney Cruise or whatever the fuck he's doing is saying, yeah, no, bud, like you jumped off the boat, like no more.
Yeah. So he's like, well, I hope I inspire others. Really? Because you put it on the internet so that nobody would be inspired?
Well, and also too, yeah, he wants to do a viral video, but he also doesn't want the responsibility of having other people do it and kill themselves.
Yeah.
He doesn't want so basically he's saying, look what I did. I'm so awesome. Make this viral, but please, I don't want your death on my conscience. I mean, like.
I'll show you. I'm going to bird box this fucking boat. What?
Yeah, I'm going to blindfold myself and jump off this boat into the water. You're not on a boat. Yeah. That's not water. That's concrete. Sir. Oh, there he goes.
I'm going to jump off this boat. Sir, you just jumped into the jacuzzi. I don't understand what your point is. But look at all these horrible women. Those are actually very good looking ladies. I don't understand what you're doing. Yeah, exactly. Stop kissing me, ladies. Stop kissing me.
I'm taking one for the team. No. You're actually taking all of the team.
You're assaulting those ladies.
Yes, exactly. Please.
please stop, sir. We're about to throw you off 11 stories of this fucking boat. If you don't stop.
Hey, that's probably how it went down. Yeah. Dude got a little too handsy and got thrown off the boat and said, yeah, I wanted to make a video.
Yeah, I better record this. It's about to go viral. Throw him off the boat.
Jesus Christ. All right. You know what? I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we get out of here. And so remember, if you want to get a hold of us, you can get us hold of us on the Twitters, @RomanPonicast on Twitter. You can get a hold of myself. I am @RobertMMCast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And you can find my good friend Roman here. He is the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and Instagram.
Correct.
And Roman Citizens on all the other ones, Snapchat, Christian Grinder, and all that other good stuff.
Christian Snapchat.
Yes, Christian Grinder. Come on.
Snap Grinder. I'm not sure.
Snap Christians. I don't know. That's I have no idea what you're into. I'm not the social media guy that you are. So, and also do not forget the networks we're on. We are on the EMC Podcast Network. We're on the Tangent Bound Network, and we're also endorsed by Emotionally 14. Go to emotionally14.com. That's numerical14.com, and check out all the good shows they have, along with our networks. Like I said, EMC Podcast Network and Tangent Bound Network. We are very thankful to be a part of all three of those distinct groups, and we love them all very much. So, also, do not forget we have our Tasty New campaign. If you want to send Roman a tasty nude, you can send him care of Roman. That's romanpodcast@gmail.com. But if you have any tasty nudes, you can just send them to me. That's the same address, care of Rob, though. It's romanpodcast@gmail.com. And, of course, do not forget about our website, romanpodcast.com. You can go there and you can see it takes us right to our T Public store. And then our T Public store, you can buy anything you want. You can buy like T-shirts with our faces on them. You can also, you know, or our logos, or our new logo, or old logo, or a cell phone case, or a laptop case. And so go to romanpodcast.com or .ca, and you will see the T Public store. So if you want some Roman Podcast merch, it's really cool. You can check it out there. And last but not least, our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
That's right. That's a 5-star killing you with kindness reach around.
Kindness. Awesome. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.